This is GQDN for Monday, June 16th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. If you do, go look up Quest Worthy on swiftenergy.gg. You do that, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Donkey Kong news. There's a new League of Legends champion that is returning to the game. And there's also a new PlayStation Plus Premium game that has been leaked for PlayStation 4 and 5. But we begin today with Shipped Up. According to DualShockers.com, the CEO, Stellar Blade 2, Shipped Up CEO, said that Stellar Blade 2 is still coming, but they got a tight launch window. Now, we now know that Stellar Blade 2 is now in development, but the fans will be waiting a while for her return. Her being Eve, because the developers, Shipped Up, did confirm that it won't be out for a while. A long, long while. Now, Stellar Blade was quite the hit on PlayStation, and it did run some DLCs to follow up with the game, which included some new costumes and new boss fights. Now, the developer at Stellar Blade did discuss plans for the series while they were talking to the Korean website, This Is Game. And within that interview, they were talking about what the fans could expect for the new Stellar Blade content. Now, the Shipped Up CEO, Kim Hyun-young, and the technical director, Lee Dong-ji, did confirm that Stellar Blade was going to have a story DLC, but the concept was going to be turned into a full-fledged sequel. But to the development of the Stellar Blade port, or PC port, which was launched on Steam and Epic Games, they said that the production for the sequel has only just begun, which right now the team is aiming for a 2027 release. Here's what they said. Quote, "To be honest, we've only just wrapped up the PC release following the PlayStation version, and now is when we can finally start a proper R&D. Releasing in 2027 would be fantastic. But with 3 years left, all I can say is that we'll try our best. What I can promise, though, is that it will be a great game." Now, if it does release in 2027, that could put one game in what could be a major lineup, because the game could be a launch platform for PlayStation 6 or the new Xbox. Now, obviously, if Sony is still the publisher, it would still come out on PlayStation first, but we shall see. 2027 is a long way away. But could that game also come to Switch 2? GameSpot.com did say that almost 80% of the Switch 2 buyers also bought Mario Kart World in the US. Now, we all know that Switch 2 did launch on June 5th, and as of the time of writing, there were 3.5 million units worldwide, but GameSpot did ask, how did this game do in the US? Or how did this console do in the US? So, Matt Piskelsia of Sakernia did share that the system was projected to have 1.3 million to 1.35 million consoles sold during the first week in the US, according to their projection of sales, but Matt did say that it did represent, quote, a hell of a great start, end quote. He also shared some of the statistics on how 79% of the people who bought the Switch 2 also obtained a copy of Mario Kart World, whether that be through the $500 Switch 2 bundle or by purchasing the $80 game outright. But he also said that the Switch 2 has set a new all-time record for the first week of sales for video game hardware in the US that surpassed the record that was held by PlayStation 4. And globally, the Switch 2 had the fastest selling console in history. So most of the people bought a Mario game with it. I wonder if you'll be able to get League of Legends on it. Because PC Games N did say that there's a new League of Legends champion, Yunara, and she will be coming back. Because Riot is making her a comeback hero. Because Riot, the makers of League of Legends, did say that Yuna will be a little more modern, and they'll have a better take on her for the game itself. In fact, the game designer Max Perriman was saying that, quote, her kit is all about the ebb and flow of power. Playing Yunara is all about picking your moments and understanding when you are strong, end quote. So, I'm not going to go through all of her abilities. I'll just give you a couple. The passives are pretty short enough. Bow to the first lands. That means her critical strikes deal extra magic damage. Her E, the enemy's steps, untouchable shadows, is where Yuna gains a quick burst of move speed to chase down enemies, reposition, or dodge skill shots. While transcended, she instead dashes. That just gives you an idea of what she can do. So if you play League of Legends, you'll have fun with her. Now you can get her on the League of Legends patch 25.14, which will be on Wednesday, July 16th. Maybe by that time, Galvin might be able to talk about her. We'll see. For the weekly show. Well, like I said, we'll see. And by the way, if you do have a Switch too, you might be able to create a super list via VG247, because some of the users for the Switch 2, they compile a massive list of the original Switch games, which is now playable on Switch 2. So, right now, that list would include 147 games, and that would include the games that have received the Switch 2 patches. So, if you do have a Switch 2, you have quite a massive library if you also own the Switch. But if you own a Nintendo and you have the PlayStation Plus Premium, PlayStation Lifestyle did say that A Legacy of Kain Defiance will be, or should be, coming to PlayStation 4 and 5, which means The Legacy of Kain, the entire set from 1996 to 2003, is now on the PlayStation Store. In fact, Komatsu did originally have it, and they were up on X, and they said, quote, Legacy of Kain Defiance PlayStation 2 has been rated for PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4 in Taiwan, likely dropping as part of the PlayStation Plus Classics catalog. Now, there are some games that are already coming to PlayStation Plus. Twisted Metal 3 and 4 this July, Resident Evil 2, and Resident Evil 3 Nemesis from original PlayStation. Go get it. Oh, by the way, if you want something for your PC, PC Gamer did say that there's an RTX 3080 Ti 20GB that was spotted on eBay for $2,000. And that was listed by Tom's Hardware. And that's on sale for eBay for $2,000 by the user Melum Marber. That was spotted by Tom's Hardware. Now there you can see 10 memory chips on the back of it, which will bump the 20 gigabits, because the standard RTX 3080 Ti had only 12 gigabits of memory. But that is there now. And they did post a picture up on the website, so it's there. Now, I know you probably want some sort of graphic card, because if you don't have an updated console, then you won't be able to see the visuals that if you play Minecraft, where you can see some very vibrant visuals, which you could turn on and off. And that's according to purexbox.com. Because in the most recent update, that is what Mojang did set up for Minecraft. And that will come June 17th. Minecraft said it there on X. Quote, get ready to chase the skies on June 17th. Raise a happy guest. Experience new music disc and much more. Players on Bedrock Edition will also get to experience our biggest official visual refresh. Vibrant visuals. Now, Pure Xbox did test the visuals there last month, and they said that the frame rate still needs a little bit of work. But now that's going to drop on the 17th. Oh, they better be on it. That's tomorrow. Have fun. We will end today with the Donkey Kong Bonanza Direct that has been confirmed. Nintendo Life did say that if you want to watch it, Wednesday the 18th, North America, 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. For the UK, 2 p.m. BST. Europe, 3 p.m. CEST, 4 p.m. EEST. Asia, Oceania, 10 p.m. Japan, 9 p.m. AWST, 11 p.m. EEST. So, if you want to watch it, it's all going to be about Donkey Kong. It's going to be the ins and outs of Donkey Kong. And yeah, that looks like a Wednesday show. Probably. This has been A Dawn for its production 2025. All rights are reserved. Yeah, I know I still sound like crap. But we're just getting a little better every day. Right, we'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.